Okay. Yeah, we're up to Siman Tzadik. up to Siman Tzadik, Sif Chof. Ikanes Shir Shnei Pesachim Achazach Yispal. A person should go into the shul to Pesachim Achazach Yispal. It's what Chazamus. Yish Mefarshim. What does that mean? Shir Shnei Pesachim. You can't stand right next to the door. You have to walk. You at least go in like, you know, Shmona Tzvachim. Shouldn't sit in the doorway. Shinire, Kamosu, Yeshua's Beit HaKnesses. Akili, he wants to just leave. It's hard for him. It's a small shul. It's right next to the door. And Mikachlu. Some say it's not because he looks bad, but because he can't focus. People passing by the whole time, cars, whatever. If it doesn't open into Shusarabim onto the street, it's a time thing that you shouldn't just walk in and start davening that second. You should shir shem psachim, which is shemana tfachim. Wait a couple seconds. Pirushim. Right? So therefore, you know, what's the more common case is people come late for mincha. You know, so suddenly they're, you know, in a small thing, suddenly they're, you know, they're crowding by the doorway. So what's the din over there? So if it doesn't open to the street, Seder, if it's because you really have to go in Shmona Tzvachim, you know, I don't know, is it Miri Kamas or you came late? It's not, it could be a person, obviously, someone stands right there, the first person who walks in suddenly blocks everyone, okay. But, you know, but Al-Khufanim, if a person could be, should walk in, shouldn't stop right by the door, should, you know, if the first person to whatever should walk in a bit more, because otherwise he gets into the Shiloh. And also, even if you come late for a minyan, you shouldn't just walk in and start, you know, Shemana Esrei right away. At least you should wait, you know, five seconds, whatever, before you start. Even if you're late. Tzarech shelo yehei davar chaytetz beinu lebein hakir. You can't have anything which is chaytetz, beinu lebein hakir. The makor is because they say bechizkiya, it says he daven itzel hakir. It says the inyan to daven by the wall. The davar kavua could go on aron v'teva enam chaytzin. Something so bima and svar, you know, svarim shal, things like that. They're not chaytzin. Nachashiv mechitza back with davar gadol shagavo asara rachva arba. Mechitza is only something which is gadol asara rachva arba. Well, davar kato lo chashiv hefsek. A chair is not considered a hefsek. They say a table also, because the table is for davening, is kavua. They also say the stender. A stender is not, also is not chaytis, because it's a tzarech tefila. And the what's it called? The aruch shulchan is mazvid the tam, is because you use focus. If you don't have the wall in front of you, then the person can lose focus. You're standing there, you know, you see different things. It's not because it's like Ramesh Hefsik, it's just that you should be able to focus better. So therefore, that's why any of these things is not chaytis. V'chein bali chayim ain't a chaytisim. If somebody have a sheep in front of you, it's not chaytis. A filo adam ain't a chaytis, and the person's not chaytis. Rabbi near the bali chayim chaytis, and the Ramah says, no, they do are chaytis. Adam ain't a chaytis. V'chein nira svaris apayis, you're sure the Nafal tells the svar, he doesn't understand why. If Rama doesn't understand why the Mechaber and the other Svarim wrote that, it doesn't make any sense. Of course they're chaytzitz, because we know that there can be like in Sukkah, there can be like walls and things. So there would be considered a chaytzitz between him and the wall. Obviously, if you're in a shul, and Machm Kavua, the person's in front of you, it's not chaytzitz. So, l'chachil, if it's better to get by a wall, but if it's ragil, it's not chaytzitz. Just if you have like an open space, and you have an open wall, you shouldn't go daven behind someone. Better to go, you know, straight to the wall. Make sure Shemeshish is army the spell Achari Shum Adam, because it looks like you'd be Mishtachave to him. And therefore, anyone, not because of a chatzitza, but because you shouldn't, it's better not to dominate, because it looks like you're bowing down to him. Who are they? And they say with, Shavur brings about the mirror, person shouldn't daven in front of a mirror or a window which you can see a reflection, because there it looks like you're bowing down to yourself. So therefore, worst case scenario, you turn your face a bit, but if you realize you're in front of them, suddenly realize you're in front of them and there's a reflection. Otherwise, the person should be careful with that. Habagadim hamitziyarim. You have tapestries, let's say. Aval pisha enem boltos, ein nachal nispal kenegdom. You shouldn't dive in front of them. In yikarilo, lispal kenegdom, dega, kweisa mitziya, yalim enov, because it's distracting. Right, and it says that even to have different pictures and things on the wall, remember, different pictures and things on the wall of the shul is also distracting. So therefore, you should try to have the shul pretty simple. Shouldn't be, too distracting for anyone davening. Obviously, if the things are higher up, it doesn't make a difference, only if it's connected. You shouldn't make shrines in... they have agadas with like pictures all around, and don't do it with a sitter because you can start looking. Hey, it's interesting at this thing and that thing. You shouldn't do that. But begadim shemitzuyer aleihem divrei tefila, it's like a talis or something. Afilu leishev aleihem, it's a knesset alser. Regarding that they wrote on it some tefilas, even to sit on them in the midst of knesset is also because it's a tefila. Oh, is that a tiflus? All right, tiflus. You're right. Tiflus. Right. Tiflus. Sorry, I read it wrong. Right. You shouldn't use it even so. You're right. Made a mistake. They're very tiflus. You shouldn't have regarding that. Like, you shouldn't have a T-shirt with a slogan on it. Shouldn't go into shul with a T-shirt with a slogan on it. At least cover it up or something. And even if you bring in something. Has something which is syphilis, which is like,
something inappropriate.
Inappropriate, right. I mean like an inappropriate sign. I don't mean like Nike. I mean, the t-shirts with, something very, gas. Whatever, that shouldn't come to the shul b'chlal, and even to, you want to sit on a pillow or something, a t-shirt Right. Anything which is, inappropriate shouldn't even be in your house. Definitely not in the shul. thank you. Yeah. To say it. Right. Lo yisbal b'tzad rabbi, lo achoy rabbi l'fanim. Shouldn't daven next to his rav or behind him. That's only when they're davening. However, if it's saying it's in yeshiva or in the shul, and that's your seat, then it's fine. Still, a person that's covered his seat, he shouldn't sit right behind the rav. Right next to him. But minig lahach, if no other place. If he's Marchek Avramos, it's okay. I'm your day. Fine. It was Rabbi. He could be Moichel. Different things like that. Talmud Chaver Mutli Spal Achay Rabbi. So this is his Chavrusa. Then he's allowed to daven. He's allowed to daven Achay Rabbi, but not. He shouldn't daven in front of him because that's to be zayin in his kavod. He's allowed to daven behind him. All the dealing at Kriya Shema, Machum Erva, Tzoa, things like that, same dealing applied by Shechon Esrei. Shein Shema Chikin Mitzoa, Mimreglayin, Reachra, Minameis, Nemiya Sa'erva, Le Kriya Shema, Kacha Chikin Letfilo. All those dealing apply here too as well. And only Betfila, Hishtim, Tina, Grisa Knesses. Okay, that's an accident. Yishtoik achivu mayin lahato alamei reglayim. And you should wait until someone can put water on it or wipes it up. Or yahalik lefonim arba amos, etc. Or he should just walk arba amos away or to the side. Or yaltav yitzaknesis, yigmat tefila also. Or just walk outside and go with tefila. Nagav yosetav leilich lemakum acher v'lel yishtoik. It's better to walk, walk away and not to be shaysek. Shema yishak leiligbor skula. Nitzarch lachzer l'rosh, you might have a hefsek. Might be done. Who I didn't? I mean, I guess we'll see later, but to be mafik Shemon Esrei is only really for like Mikuach Nefesh, but in a case where you can't daven, you know, so then in Chum, it's better, you know, you're allowed to just, you know, to walk away. I think we'll say also that the, also if something which is, you can't focus either, something which is mafriya you a lot, also maybe, you know. That we'll have to see. I don't know, but kabbalah so much is something which is like, you know, you can't not much focus at all, you know. Then, or let's say a person has a shayla, these things come up as a shayla middle, you know, do you say this, do you say that, you know. So then if you know, it could be that, I don't know about. I mean, but al kabbalim,
if you have a shayla, yeah, go over to the
Svarim,
look it up, or even ask somebody.
Right. If it's not, right. If it's not, right. It's tzarech tefila, right. But according to something, if you're in a place you mamish can't focus, then it could be, yeah, you should walk to where you can focus as well. You shouldn't stand there until oh, you know, it stops. You should walk away and walk to a place you can focus. Alright. Tzadi Aleph. Hayisa talis chagura al masnav. If he had a talis, which he's wearing a talis, which is belted, let's say he's wearing a towel or something, or a talis, and, you know, from his waist down. Also, these falas, you can't go, person can't daven without a shirt, basically. You can't daven without a shirt. Even though kisa is libo, oh, shenanas, the ain't no man you scot, he didn't do it. Or let's just say he doesn't have a shirt. I don't know. Let's say he gets out of the shower, realizes it's van tefillas in, you know, in the 2 minutes, and he doesn't have a shirt, so he should daven. Maybe he shouldn't daven. I'm not sure. Enas, right? He doesn't have a shirt there, and he needs to daven. However, kisa ervasu yispal yotze, he is yotze. So tzarech lazor eizor b'shas tefila. A person has to put on a belt b'shas tefila. The discussion, the Mishnah Berurah says a person should, even if he, you know, a person should wear a belt. But the Mishnah Berurah said that brings on Quranim, if people don't usually wear belts, or you don't usually wear a belt, because you don't like wearing belts, then there's no Indian. Al Mishnah Berurah does, Afalpikin says, Yesh Lahachmer to put on a belt, Achshochon's more Makel. I'm putting on a belt. Obviously, there are those, you know, by the chassidim and the machbet to put on a gartel for tefila. So a few minig. Aval sharam bracha is mutter levarach belocha gura. You don't have to. There's no hikon by shar brachas ve'achas sheyesh lo michnasayim. Since he's wearing pants, that's enough. Agav ein liba rosa erva, and that just has to be machbet that the real ein liba rosa erva, and that's enough. You have to be careful not to say Shema Shema to Rosh Magula. Now this is, nowadays the minhag is everyone should wear a kippah. However, I do know, it still is, the Syrian community, a lot of them aren't makhbet to wear kippahs, except when they make a bracha, or they daven, or when they eat something like that. Otherwise, they walk around without a kippah. That was the minhag in Syria, to walk around without a kippah. But they're makbid in the Shulchan Aruch. No, they put a kippah on for brachos and things or whatever.
Farid Golo told me that that's a very modern, recent development.
Oh, yeah?
That's
not really minhag. In Syria? Okay. Oh, yeah? Okay, it could be. I don't know the Syrian community. It could be it is. I don't know. And that's the minute, that's when the minute comes to put out in America, the little vinyl kippahs or whatever, or by the kleisel, the cardboard kippahs, because you shouldn't go into it. No one should go into a shul begilui rosh. Even if a person is not makpid to wear a kippah, but going to a shul, you have to wear a kippah. Kovim. A couple there. Klui mikash chishiva kisui. You have a straw hat. It's called a kisui. I guess even though it's very light and you can look through it, it's called a kisui. But hanachas yad al harosh o chishiva kisui. In other words, just to put your hand on your head is not called a kisui. If acher meniach yad al harosh o shoshoseh. Someone else puts their hand there. Mashba da chashiva kisui. Because it's not, we say, with its own hand, it's like mimimino, it doesn't do anything. If someone else covers it with his hand, so then that's enough. Layame ba'afim dosai, v'lobarosh magula, v'lograin magula. You shouldn't just, you know, wear his shirt, or what's, again, it's his money belt. I mean, it really, it's some sort of, whatever. He's wearing like an undershirt or something, wearing his, whatever, below barosh magula, and not with a bare head, below barosh magula, he shouldn't, you know, wearing shorts, if he wants to dive in. Im derech anshei machum shal yamzu l'fnei ha-gedoylim el abati reglayim, if it's not the derech, you know, if it's not the derech for standing from the gedoylim, only in like with like, you know, with socks or something like that. However, if it's the derech to go ahead and in warm countries or whatever to wear shorts and they'll go in front of the melech, go in front of the leaders with shorts, then they're allowed to daven with shorts because that's not a bizayon. You know, kopanim, it depends, you know, now, you know, the fi'inyin, obviously it's better to wear pants because it's more mechavod, but if that's the derech, then that's the derech. Derech ha-chachamim v'talmidehem, shal yispalu ela kishahim atufim. The derech ha-chachamim v'talmidehem is to put some sort of, extra, like, hat on, or a tufin, they had a turban, however, whatever it was, ituf, the, what's it called, in Hilchos Avelos, it says the ituf nowadays is a hat. The box is over there. The ituf nowadays is a hat. So a person should wear some sort of hat. If their chachamim talmidehem is to wear some sort of hat. Hagav be'et zam yesh lechavik hayadayim b'shas tefila ke'avda kamei mare. And if b'shas zam there's a tzaras going on, then a person should go ahead and put his hands like this. And a person should, you know, maybe wear nicer clothing to daven. Atifa usually means the rosh. I don't know if someone else has to. I'm sure there are different pshatim, but Mishra doesn't talk about it.
Someone once says the bottom of the pshatim, you have a hat or your jacket, but you can't get both without them, which you can take. I think he said the jacket.
Yeah, we have something before, but wearing a jacket is a different thing before. Again, it's derech chachamim talmidehem. I'm saying it's not for everyone. Obviously, b'di'evid, although they discuss it, it's obviously yotze. Again, the shailos of hikon, whether hikon's doiche, whether hikon is doiche tefillah or not, tefillah b'tzibur. I do remember her from my Rebbe, reminds me when it was Talavitchik, was talk of very makrit to wear a hat. From other people also, for tefillah, he wouldn't daven unless he had a hat. So he, because he held up that hikon, he held that very strongly.
Once that the rov didn't wear his hat for mincha because the room was very hot, and he said the mabata the salon.
Whatever. I'd say there that you know. I asked someone about that who was there, and they said I don't know. Maybe it was a different story. They said that he was just saying Kedusha, wasn't saying Mishman Esrei, but maybe it was a different Maisa. I don't know. Let's see. Anitzach in the Kav. Hayatzarach in the Kav. So here's the next simon is a bit of a, this is always a big new sign for people. Hayatzarach in the Kav of Al Yispal. Someone who needs to use the bathroom, he shouldn't daven. Right, it's very, you know, it happens sometimes that, you know, you get up to a person's, you know, they're getting up to Shmon Esrei and Shul on Shabbos, or you're running to Mincha and whatever, and you know you're gonna miss Tefillah B'Tzibur, and yet, you may have to use the bathroom, you don't know, you push it off, you know, whatever. you should not daven. First, it's a very big nisayon. Sometimes you try to, you're going to run, suddenly everyone's about to start Shemoneh Esrei, you're going to run to the bathroom, come in late. It's also, again, we're talking about, here it's an etzen talking about, it has to do gdolim, not, we'll see about ketanim, but akopanim, but that's, you know, if some person's stomach is bothering him a little bit, and, you know, he's a mismincha, he has to check. If he had to actually use the bathroom, tfilasot toeva. He's not even yotze. That's only if he can't hold himself. B'nieved shir hiluch parsa. 72 minutes. Right, that's a long time. The Kivager points out it's not that he's walking because you know even if he thinks if I'm sitting in one place I'll hold it longer. The shir is the shir. It doesn't make a difference. 72 minutes. Well. Yachal Lahamid answer Shir Parsa, if he was able to hold himself Shir Parsa, he doesn't have to go that bad. Yasa Bidiyevit. Right? Aval Chachila lo yispal at Shihivdok Asu Tchila Yofe. However, a person should not daven unless he really checks himself. The armor maker when it comes to, into Ketanim, to Ketanim, he can hold himself. He definitely knows he can hold himself. But still, he has to use the bathroom. It's more chomer than tefillah b'tzibur. However, if it's gonna miss van tefillah, then it could be he should daven if he thinks he can hold himself. Also, a tefillah b'divrei Torah, a person can't learn either. That if he's worried about the shaks, so he's holding himself in, then it's also for him to learn because he can't be about the shaksu. What happens if he's in the middle, he checked everything's fine, he'll pshia, but suddenly he has to use the bathroom. Yamid atzva chignav lo yasik. Then he should finish. He shouldn't stop in the middle. In b'shas kriyashma, because of this ore, bein l'ktan and bein l'gdol, and kore k'darko, if it's a kriyashma, then he should finish it, but then before Shemoneh Esrei, he has to go use the bathroom. Obviously, he should finish, unless he's at the point where he's mamish holding himself, he can't, it's the point about the shaksu, then obviously your master can go to the bathroom. But lavachi yosetov lahafsik, even, the Ron says, even without that, it's still better to be mastic in the middle and just go to the bathroom. V'imrotzeh l'harchik l'hatu mayim oisa. But if he has to do ketanim, so then he should just do it. Tzarech kodin tefil l'hasir kicha v'niyom hold over hatardo, anything if he's congested, should blow his nose, things like that. He has to chayav for tefillah to wash his hands. He has to go find ad parsa, like matil sidaim. And that he should go ad parsa. Until the meal, in Misyar Shiyavrit Van Tfila, Yenaki Yadav Bitsur, Oba Afar, Oba Chomid in the Manki, then you rub it on the table, or something like that, which has a bit of a rough surface. Rachat Yadav Shachri is a Sikh Taito. He got up and he washed, and he went and took his kids to school, things like that. Tzrich and the Tila Tfila Yesh Lomayim. He has to, wash his hands again if there's water. He walks into shul, he should wash again. Even if he doesn't think he had any lichuch on them. If you made a bracha already, don't make a second bracha. Because unless you touch something. Even if his hands are dirty and he washes for tefillah, you don't make a bracha on that netila. Only but tefillah beniskar. If he knows he scratched himself. If he's standing by a koisel, whatever, a table, he should rub his hand. That means, he scratches under his shirt, or, his legs, things like that, because there's memulah zeya, it's the shmutz of zeya over there, so therefore, it's considered matunif. Chichuch barosh, or he scratches his head, it also means he has to wash his hands. He has to be nizer to go ahead and not to do this when he's davening or when he's learning. I know they say maybe the manke that could be that maybe you can. Maybe you could just be makel and rub it on the table. I do know that the Chazanish said that since it's kosher l'shichacha, he's touching the shoes he's talking about. The Tach Mamash touches the makom mechusi, has to wash, but it could be, he said that the person, Chazanish was makbid to get up and to wash his hands, because he said, in Manashach, you're going to forget what you learned, might as well just get up and wash your hands. You should only, if you have to blow your nose or something's bothering your nose or your earwax, then you should just do it. They beg it. I do know the Gra, I think the Gra was makel on this. I think the Gra was makel on Tosa'af. The Achoshulchan says that if you taka touch your Tosa'af or whatever, so then it's enough, since it's a machlokes, it's enough just to, that's a minig, he says, to rub it on the table or something, clean your hands afterwards on after he uses the bathroom, he should wait, he looked to Abrahamos, he shouldn't say this, in case he has a little bit more coming out. See, so he should wait, so that because it helps clear his mind more and he can daven better. Roy cake. Lo yispal ashi yisha Abrahamos. Someone who spits should wait Abrahamos. Lo yispalo lo yorok. If he's davening, he shouldn't spit ashi yisha Abrahamos until he waits the Abrahamos. Adafka l'ritzaynoi. If he needs to spit, but im nizdamen lo rok mutter. If he coughs something up, then he can continue davening. Totally take tzedakah kodem tefila. It's a good minhag to take tzedakah before tefila, and the minhag is by Yevarach David. Okay.